Don't tell people how they should feel. When my father died, I was sad. That's how you should feel when your father dies. People said, don't feel sad. They gave me all the reasons why I shouldn't feel sad. Count your blessings, some of them said. You see, you know what I did toward those people? I didn't want to be by those people. Because the message I was getting from those people was that I had to be happy in order for them to accept me. I had to deal with this, quote, appropriately, spiritually. I couldn't be as much of a mess as I really was. If I was, they wouldn't accept me. I had to be like they wanted me to be. So instead of saying, hey, I don't need this, instead of even being honest and saying I'm sad, what I did was I gravitated away from those people. The biggest gift I got was from Holly, who said, you know what, just be as sad as you are, and what you need to know is no matter how sad you get, I won't go away. Whew. What freedom that was. I could be as big of a mess as I was and work through my father's death. Don't tell people how they should feel after they already feel that way. It's too late. Don't tell people who are anxious. Philippians says, be anxious for nothing. Don't tell them that. It's too late. Now you'll have an anxious person who feels guilty about feeling anxious. You got an anxious person? Put your arm around the anxious person. Say, you know what? No matter how bad it gets, I won't go away. Watch what happens to their anxiety when you do that. Give them yourself. Don't give them answers. Don't give them formulas. Many people use the Bible and spirituality as the reason not to feel their feelings or to share their feelings with other people. I think that a fearless, honest search into our pasts for many people would reveal this. We've been taught not to feel things in unhealthy relationships. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with the Bible or spirituality. We've come from families where it was not okay to feel things and show how you felt. And then we become Christians, or we find some sense of being a church person, and now, whew, now we've got permission not to deal with what we've been hiding all along because we came from such a dysfunctional relationship. I think that using the Bible and spirituality for that reason is just camouflaging how you really feel, and it's guaranteed stunted emotional growth. Noble reasons to be emotionally retarded. True spirituality sets people free.